I was one of the founding members of Proper Now, along with a few others, Zan and Richard. And we were really excited to be invited to come down and do this Just Drawn show. The problem was a lot of us have our lives to live, you know, and the kind of concept of Just Drawn was like something that's done horribly, and mine certainly was. I've been looking after a daughter of mine who was very ill for a number of years, and she died, and that seemed to be the impetus for me to do this work. And I thought, well, I'll just talk about how it felt to lose her, and death and life's journey. I guess because for me it was a bit like a meditation. I was talking about the same thing over and over again, and just coming at it in different ways. And you know, and I used a lot of the techniques that I've used in previous work too, the pinhole drawings and the sewing. I've always done a little bit of stitching, and I've always had that minimalist approach, and in previous works as well. I did about 30, 40 pieces, and they were just practices, so they're almost like a meditation and trying to work out my feelings about loss. So I came up with these little symbols about, you know, life's journey and loss. And from 30 I came down to about 4. I was quite pleased with the pinhole drawings because for me they were much more subtle. One of the guys came in and said, "What are you going to do?" That I said, "I've been thinking about drawing with my daughter's hair, because she had a habit of collecting her own hair when she brushed it, and she lost a lot when she was ill too, and she'd pull this hair, so I thought about drawing." So these are all drawn with hair, and there's splashes and spots everywhere, but that's the nature of, you know, trying to combine hair in a clump. I became better and better at it, and the ones here are not as raw as the first ones that I did. But I liked the first ones because they were just no lines, anything, just drawn straight onto the paper. I have some work called Walls of Resistance, and they're little boxes with sculptured shields in them. And in the background I do pinhole drawings of the landscape, or shields, so as not to overpower the little sculptures in the front. So they're always meant to be a sort of a background thing, but I think they've worked quite well here. In these ones over here, I've taken the symbols for deceased females and used that in that shield. They're supposed to partly represent the idea of a shield. And I've always used this shield because my family are from North Queensland, and the shield is a very strong symbol up there. And so I've always kept that. And it's been a repetitive theme in my work. But having said that, I suppose I've used a bit of creative license and played with them a bit to make them my own. And I wanted to do, you know, all the things that, you know, come from my background. And I was a sewer long before I was painter. And I spent many of my early years as a costume designer and maker. And sewing was a really big part of my life. And Ramona and my daughter used to often come with me when I went away to do theatre work. So in a way it was sort of the memory of things that we used to do as well. I tend to have a uniformity about my work, and it's all about everything being the same size, and it's either over the top big or it's small. And you know, you can present an idea on an A4 sheet of paper just as well as you can represent it on a, you know, a much larger scale. Particularly that I needed to do it on a much larger scale, even though we talked about how they would look really good on at least, you know, double the scale. I've always been accused, at least by Richard, of being very minimalist. And I think it's really due to, you know, my background and training and experience in design and stuff like that. So I tend to not like things that are very complicated. You know, constantly paring things back so I can get the simplest idea, which might say something. And walls of resistance, which, as I say, I've done pinhole drawings and sculptural things, is about the idea of a memorial for Aboriginal people that fought and died for their land, because a lot of people believe that Aboriginal people put up no resistance. I suppose if my work is about anything, it's about telling the truth about history and informing people that, yes, Aboriginal people did put up lots of resistance. They just don't get to hear about it because it's not really presented in Australian history as it should be, or it's not represented as fully as it should be. So, you know, I see that as a very important part of my work, because I'm an educator as well. I think that I like to put, you know, forward a bit more than marks. I think it's important for people to know that there is a different sort of history and something that we need to acknowledge and accept. I do the sculptural pieces are actually made out of straw and tissue paper, and then I set them with mother of pearl and do all sorts of funny things with them, and then put them against the background of pinhole drawings in a box which I paint with red ochre. And the idea was to do a wall of them, hence walls of resistance. But yes, I usually get about 30 or 40, and then people come along and buy them, and I have to start again, so I'm going to have to stop selling them so I can finish the work. I mean, that's an ongoing thing. I find that a lot of my work is sort of ongoing work. It's never really quite finished. I usually start something that never ends. And it's just a bit like just turning it over and turning it over until I'm sick of it. I like a lot of Indigenous artists, I suppose, because you know, Judy Watson, Fiona Foley, they're all fantastic. And I think I'm drawn by the subject matter because we seem to gravitate towards similar sorts of subject matters to do with Indigenous culture and politics and so forth. So straight away there's an understanding there.